So we just have a chat around about the coronavirus situation. So we just go around the community councillors first. Lorraine, do you want to kick off?
Nothing really different, I don't think. The vaccine procedures at Pitlochry all seem to be really smooth and easy going. No, there doesn't seem to be anything else really happening just now.
Elaine, so some people obviously had their businesses opened yesterday.
Yes, absolutely shattered tonight, but yes, I'm pleased to be back. Had my first vaccine up at the surgery and can't wait for my second. And yeah, just being really careful at keeping all my PPE on and just making sure that everybody's safe here.
Jane?
Just the same as like Elaine. I'm just glad I've got my first hairdressing appointment tomorrow. Thank goodness. Fairly Rue comes to an end on the 25th of April. And the only other thing I was going to say was I see Pitlochry is doing a COVID-19 history project.
Oh.
So I wonder if Aberfeldy would have thought about something like that. It looks really good. I was reading it in the Iris magazine, where they're looking for pictures and stories and,
There's a few people around Aberfeldy who mentioned, it would be good to almost certainly there's quite a lot of material in Aberfeldy of what people have been doing during lockdown. So certainly photographs and stuff. I think there's probably people doing arts and crafts and this type of thing who, whatever they've been doing to pass the time. Alistair, do you want to tell us what they're doing in Pitlochry?
I'm not actually involved in the actual history project itself, but I know Bruce Patterson, who's the editor of the magazine, is very keen to through the magazine to ensure that we do have a record in social history, something that certainly he is very, very interested in. So it's just gathering information and articles about the history of the area, and I think that should really be extended to all the areas in Highlandperthshire. So the contacts in the digital magazine, if you want to contact Bruce direct through that, I'm sure he will be delighted. Magazine at heartland.scot is his direct email address on that one.
It does occur to me that that kind of project might fall under the library's remit, which is something I could explore once we open again and return to work if no one else picks that up. I'd have to run it past my line managers and stuff because I don't know what the state of play is, but that kind of archiving project, I know like the library archives are looking to do that anyway, but I don't think anything specifically would be done. Oh, sorry, I'll go on mute again, point made.
Yeah, so that might be useful, Karen. Do people want us to make an effort to try and collate what's went on in Aberfeldy during the period?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's really nice to kind of look back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave you a list in that Iris magazine of all the things that they're looking for in Pitlochry. So, there is quite a lot of things, So, yeah, I think it would be a great idea.
So we have some good assets here in Aberfeldy. So we've got obviously the campus, the library of the campus, as Karen has mentioned. We've got the Aberfeldy Museum Group as well, who might be interested. People like Mike Hay might be interested in them.
Yeah, you might be.
The library and the museum group could obviously work well together. What with the museum being in the library, that would be a good idea.
I know the cinema they early on about the cinema talked early on about maybe collating different sort of forms of stories and artwork and various things that people were doing, photographs, videos and what have you. A lot of the stuff we've been doing is online on Facebook and what have you, but that obviously disappears after a while. So I can maybe try. Yeah, Mary, do you want to go ahead?
Is John first?
You go ahead, Mary.
Oh, well, just to say, it might be worth getting in touch with Fiona McEwen.
Yeah, so I think there's a range of people in Aberfeldy who would like a heads up on this. So contact Fiona, Mike Hay, Bruce at Heartland, and we'll keep Karen in that link as well. Yeah, fire away, John.
Yeah, it was just to say, obviously, we need, if we want to do this, we need to try and identify someone or a group that will take charge of it. I'm sure the museum group would be quite keen to make sure that the information is captured at the very least, and that way it's there for something to be done with. But it, depending what we want to do with it, it might take a bit of effort, and you know, but at least I think the main thing would be to capture the information while it's available, and then we can decide. But yeah, I think the suggestions you make, Victor, are the right ones.
Okay, we'll try and follow those up. Anything else from you, Karen?
I don't think so. My head's not clear. Everyone's doing a really good job. Nice to see all the kids back at school. Looking forward to seeing the businesses open. That's about it.
Okay. Who have we met? Did we miss Val there somewhere? I think you're on mute, Val.
Oh, I am. I just make sure people are okay. I still phone them just in case they need anything, but they're okay at the moment. So, but I just phone them just to say hi, really, you know. That's all.
Who else have we got? John, anything from you?
In terms of the kind of statistics side of it, that's now 63% of people in Perth and Kinross as of Monday vaccinated with their first vaccine, and nearly 16,000 have now had their second jag, so that's about 12.5%. And I think the invitations for the under 50s will be starting soon. And the plan is still to have everybody 18 and above vaccinated, or the first vaccine anyway, by July.
I see there's a little bit of a campaign at the moment to make sure people do attend their vaccination appointment, or if they can't attend, to make sure. So I think it's good, maybe just important to, I think maybe just reinforce that as a message to people.
Yeah.
Go when you're asked to go.
Yeah. I think there was a fairly high take up. I think about over 90% of those who are in the groups that have been asked to be vaccinated, you know, invited for a vaccination, have been vaccinated. So it's a fairly high take up. But yeah, there might be some who have been unable or unwilling, shall we say.
The figure I heard was 12% who were missing. So that's 1 in 8 people, which is probably quite a lot when you think about it.
Then to begin with, when they put it out to get your vaccine, it was a case of if you got your appointment, if you couldn't attend, you just had to not turn up. Do you know what I mean? So they asked you not to phone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether they've changed that rules now.
So they're asking people to reschedule if they can't make it.
All right, okay. Because to begin with, they were just saying, if you don't turn up, we'll mark the records. You know what I mean? Right. And contact further down the line, so.
Who else? Jenny Langrish, anything about COVID and businesses in Aberfeldy?
Oh, not yet. I mean, the businesses that have been open have been run really well. Everything is really good from what I can see. I only actually go to the co-op and the baker's at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm home again, so I don't really see much of Aberfeldy, I'm afraid, apart from the hills.
So there's the town's obviously getting a bit busier now, a few strange accents around. I see the caravans are appearing again on the caravan site, so they're obviously getting set up for a couple of weeks down the line. So I guess people are getting ready in anticipation. Who else have we got? Anything else from Pitlochry, Alistair?
No, I was just saying that the story about the Pitlochry, if I can just return quickly to the Pitlochry kind of history for Iris Magazine, is a project the Athol Centre are doing, and we are populating that into the magazine. Confirm that the story, the coronavirus, is encouraging to reschedule rather than miss an appointment. And I think there is a website. I think it could be the NHS website for the appointments that you can reschedule through that. Maybe Ramsay could confirm, because I know Ramsay was running that story.
That's right. We have something in our news bulletins going out today. There's a national number which you can call, and then you just reschedule there, and it's easier for them to make a reschedule because that opens up the booking so that someone else can take that slot.
Okay, John?
Yeah, we've just come back to the caravan site. I think that will be the caravans that are in storage being moved down onto the caravan site now, rather than people travelling from all the Airts and Berts to put their caravan on the site. The site's still closed until, is it the 26th, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not allowed on the caravan site. They're just the farmer needed his field.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not people travelling from Glasgow or Edinburgh and bringing their caravans up. It's the ones that are already winter storage being put out.
Yeah.
Any observations from you, Mary?
Right. Re-COVID?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think I've noticed that the town is getting busier, certainly, and I guess that will just continue over the next, the next few weeks and months. And I don't know how easy things like social distancing and so on, I don't know how easy that becomes when it gets busy, but just have to hope that people are, still being reasonably cautious about how they, how they approach the easing of lockdown.
Okay. Pat, have you got any observations in relation to COVID?
Not particularly. I'd be curious if this history project gets off the ground, because it sounds a very worthwhile thing to do. People looking, this is something that's been said to me recently, that often people looking backwards, haven't been through it and don't have that experience, misinterpret events in history. If we don't write down what it was really all about, I won't get it right. So I think it's a great idea. Other than that, no, I don't have any particular observations.